What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants were vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
Who? Are you recording?
I am recording, yes. This is the What Is TWS podcast. Episode, I want to say 36.
36, I think, yeah.
I'm going to let that all occur. Yeah, I was just starting out with a little bit from Rain Dance off Odyssey's new album, The Iceberg. I'm really, really digging the album. Big Odyssey fan. He's coming to Austin on the...
April
28th.
Yeah.
We got
our
tickets.
Got our babysitter.
We are going. We're going to see Odyssey when he comes to town. Again, What Is TWS Podcast, episode 36, if you haven't already noticed. Tonight is going to be me, J. Dot Flan, and what did we... Did we give you a name?
I don't think we gave us a name. Gave me a name. People call me Tam Flan. I don't know if that's... Cool.
Just if you don't come up with something, then Hamps is what it's gonna be.
That's
so.
All right.
Flan and Hamps is in the building.
Jeez, name is never gonna go away.
Nah, I'm not gonna let it. It's Evening with the Flans part two. I'm feeling like making this a regular thing. If I can get you to commit to it,
I think about it.
I think it'd be cool. But
let's see what everybody thinks.
Yeah, let's see what people think. Y'all let us know if you enjoy these evenings with the Flans. This evening, I am sipping another sip. I don't know if this is the same one I was doing last time.
I don't think it is.
But this is the Blackberry Mint Lime.
Mojo Berry,
which is Blackberry Mint and Lime. It's quite delicious.
I have a Sparkling Cherry Ozarka. Hey, it's delicious.
It really isn't, but man.
I like my sparkling waters.
Yeah, this Oscar night. I think the Oscars are actually going on outside of this room.
Right now
on the TV. We watched a couple of awards. Well, we saw La La Land win a couple of things. And
Original score and then original song.
Yeah.
We didn't tune in immediately.
No, we missed a lot.
Came on at 7.
I heard that the Hidden Figures ladies were brought out. Not the actresses, but the...
Oh, the actual...
The actual women. I was following stuff on Facebook, so don't quote me. I'm not an Oscars. I don't like award shows in general. Like, I don't watch the Grammys. I don't watch the Emmy or whatever.
That used to be big when we were younger.
Yeah, I don't watch the BET Awards.
The Grammys and everything.
MVAs.
We used to watch all that when we were younger, and now it just seems like it's not that important. Like, I have a group of girlfriends, they're a bit older, that we made it a point every year to see the movies that were nominated
for an Oscar
before the Oscars happened. And that just kind of fell to the wayside, too. I mean, it's just not as important as it used to be, but I still want to know for whatever reason.
Man, I don't know. I have like little to no interest whatsoever. Like I gotta stop. I feel like I say that about everything. I really don't care, but I honestly don't care. Y'all oiling your scalp in the microphones. Now go on. Yeah, I mean, it's part of the track, man. Might as well continue.
I gotta multitask. I got things to do.
That's a mom thing.
It is.
So yeah, what things did happen that affected me? Bill Paxton passed away.
Today,
61. Today. I didn't realize he was that old. I didn't realize he was 61 years old.
61 is older than I thought he would have been, but 61 is still very young to be
young
passing
to die,
away.
Yes, but he never looked like a 60-year-old man. Never saw him in anything and thought he was 60 years old.
No, never.
But Bill Paxton is important to us because early in our relationship, one of the things we did together was watch Big Love.
We watch Big Love.
You suckered me into it, and then I eventually did begin to enjoy
that
the show.
That was my favorite Bill Paxton anything. Well, I was a Twister fan, too, in the movie.
Nah, Twister sucked.
Twister was a good movie. I liked him and Helen Hunt in that movie.
I remember him, like David said, I remember him from Weird Science, Chet.
Weird Science. He was the brother.
It got turned Weird into Science. A pile of shit.
But Big Love, that was about 4 or 5 seasons, and that show was amazing.
Big Love was that was one of our first, like, we got to watch it every
Sunday
when it comes mm-hmm. on type shows. I mean, I think I went from Big Love to True Blood and...
Then Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think, Big Love was the first one.
Do you remember how Big Love ended?
I don't know
if you even watched it towards the end.
Was it one of those, like, somebody got shot, but we don't know who got shot type thing?
No, we know who got shot. Bill died.
Bill died. Oh, my.
Bill died and ended it.
I knew somebody got shot.
In the Big Love. And he got shot by just some random person.
They shoot.
It was some random neighbor that was jealous of him or something and just shot him in the street in front of the house. And he died at the end of the... It was sad. I remember crying. I think I cried.
You crying about something is not like a huge, like, oh, Tammy, girl. You cried at the end of Django. Like,
well,
you cry.
I did.
About a lot of things.
That movie was too much. It was too much to handle. I couldn't take it. It was just too much. It was too much.
Just too much
blackness and too much.
Too much blackness. Many
chains. I mean, just too many chains and too many
too
fights
much
and
blackness.
It was just too much. I just couldn't handle it.
Yes, sir, could you please just tone down the blackness?
Stop being black. Stop being black. It was too much racism,
not so
and it was
much
just
blackness.
That's what I meant to say. It was too much racism, and I was too many N-words being slung around. And
yeah. I mean, I heard that even DiCaprio had issue with, like, even DiCaprio had to be, like, talked to help him get through some of the scenes where he had to say the N-word, like,
and even he
repeatedly
went and talked to Jamie Foxx and was like, hey,
man,
you know.
I know I sound real convincing saying this, but I'm not comfortable, though. I'm
not comfortable with this. Are you okay with this?
I know it looks like it's rolling off the tongue real easy, though, but I'm trying to tell you. I went to Quentin. I tried to figure a way out of this.
Ain't no way to get around it.
Ain't no way to get around
it. Ain't no way to get around it.
It was a dope movie. We did make the mistake of taking your grandmother to see it on Christmas. What was it, Christmas?
It was Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Whose bright idea was it to take my 75-year-old grandmother to go see Django on
Christmas Day?
I think that might have been Uncle Darren's idea.
I think she was all right until that Jeezy song came on, like, middle of the devil is a lie. Like, I think at that point, when Young Jeezy came on, I think she was done.
At one point, me and Grandma were just hugging each other, just trying to get through the rest of the movie, because it was just,
yeah.
She said she will never again see another Quentin Tarantino movie in her life.
And Grandma left the theater like, forget this, I didn't enjoy this, I wasn't happy about it,
mm-hmm.
I ain't coming back here no more. You cried, like, you know, it, I don't know. We won't dwell on that, though.
I'm an emotional person.
Obviously.
That
about to get in your feelings right now. You
probably,
in feelings?
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever. Anyway.
What else is going on?
The juice cleanse is over.
Yes.
The juice cleanse is over. 3 days. I was being a punk about it. I ain't gonna lie. It wasn't that bad. Like, three
it was
days.
Not that bad.
I've done a 5-day cleanse. You know, 3 days wasn't that big of a deal. I just, I had gotten into a good groove with my foods, man. I go to work. I have my Uber Eats. I'm trying something different every day.
Mm-hmm.
I got stuff to look forward to. You know, we so busy with the baby, we not cooking at home either. So I'm coming home, still ordering from Uber Eats.
Mm-hmm.
I had, like, a crazy list. Go to restaurants, you know, if I want a seafood, pal, I got my seafood.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I was a little hurt by that. Like, all of a sudden, I couldn't eat nothing. I couldn't vape. It was just a lot of, you know, I'm starting to realize I'm an emotional eater. And, you know, I do it when I'm bored. I do it when I'm upset.
And that's a bad thing. You shouldn't be an emotional eater. That's when you just put on 10 pounds without even thinking about it.
I mean, who am I staying skinny for? I got you.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't care about you staying. You ain't going nowhere. I'll go somewhere if I want to go somewhere.
You ain't going nowhere.
Mm. All right. Keep on. Keep on.
Keep on.
You keep on.
Pretend like you're going somewhere. Anyway. Make a move. Bust a move.
I just want you to be healthy. And that was the whole reason why I insisted that you do the juice cleanse, because sometimes you just have to reset your body.
To reset your body.
And then you're going to go from the juice cleanse to eating tacos and Rolling Rooster next day.
You bought me the tacos?
That's because you said, don't come back here with no tacos and see what happened.
I don't remember saying that.
You did say something to the effect of, come back here with some tacos.
I don't remember saying that. I remember you offering tacos.
I offered some breakfast, yes.
And I was like, well, yeah, if you're offering tacos, I have not turned down a taco yet. My streak of taco acceptance is a long one. So like, if you're going to get the tacos, hell yeah, I want the tacos. And then you're going to say, well, is tacos the right thing for you to get? Get the damn tacos.
Don't come back here with no tacos. Yeah,
don't offer me the tacos, and then once I accept them, then try to pull back the offer. Nah, you didn't put it in my mind that we getting tacos. I waited till that. I didn't try to pull at midnight. I'm gonna eat, or even I was up at like 3 a.m. I didn't pull at 3 a.m. I'm gonna eat. I think I did have I had a cheddar bunny at 3 a.m.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, did at least make you eat it? I might have had like force food in your mouth.
I might have had like one goldfish or something at 3 a.m. But I waited until the morning. So it was about a good 10:30 that morning. That's well, and the reason I did the juice cleanse was just for that. Just an exercise and discipline. I wanted to, and that's why I was so adamant about, even though I didn't feel well, my head was hurting, and I was hungry, and sometimes I felt weak. I was real adamant with you about I'm not gonna eat, even though they say you can have
some raw veggies
or egg whites. I'm like, I'm not gonna, until I get to the point where I just can't make it without it, I'm not gonna do it, because this was more like an exercise and being disciplined. Can I stick with this? And no matter how much it sucks,
So not it wasn't cheap. About just trying to actually clean your body out.
It was like a mental cleanse, like just being disciplined and sticking to something. The sobriety has been the same thing. So sometimes I need these exercises just to prove to myself that,
you can do it.
I can do it. So that's what it was more for me. But speaking of our daughter and force feeding people, your daughter, I thought we had a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, we got like a chimpanzee or something in the house.
She's a chimpanzee now.
Flinging poop. I don't mean to call my black daughter a monkey, but she ain't here flinging poop. And I don't know what other metaphors make.
I was just so disgusted. I have never in my life been around a baby. I'm trying to get her changed so I can put her in the tub. And she grabs the diaper full of poop and tosses it.
And one, I want to say,
oh my gosh,
you realize that happened on your watch. She had never flung poop when she was under my kid. I just want to put that on the board. I want to put that one up on the scoreboard, one for dad.
Really?
Dad has not been involved in any poop flinging incidents. You can't say the same thing. Mama can't say the same thing.
It's because she gives me a harder time than she does you. That's a way harder time.
Your fault.
How was that my fault?
Because you are soft. You have a problem.
Wait a minute. How'd you say that?
Soft.
That's not how you say soft.
Yes. No, because you're not soft. You soft. You like extra soft. Like, you just let her do whatever. She playing with trash. You're like, well, she's quiet. It's trash. Don't let the girl play with trash.
Look, I did let her know. I said, Mommy is mad that you threw poop. Oh, I had to pick up your poop like a daggone puppy.
You let her know? So she's aware.
She is aware that mommy was mad at her.
Did you send her a strongly worded letter or something? Like, well,
no, I gave her the finger.
The finger.
The mom finger. I am mad at you. And get your butt in this tub and don't say a word. And she was quiet.
That's the advantage I think the dads have. Dads don't have to give a finger. We don't even necessarily have to raise our voice sometimes. She know that, like, the happy dad voices. Oh, hey, what's that? Itsy bitsy spider. She know that's the happy. And the and the what the hell is wrong with you voices, Elise, go to your mother. That's my go-to.
You send her to me.
Go to your mother.
That's not even right.
Go to Tammy, get your child.
That's not even right.
Go to your mother.
So when she being bad, you just send her to me.
Nah, I handle it. She's not bad around me. She goes to sleep when I try to put her to sleep.
Which is not fair. It doesn't make any sense at all.
But it's because she knows. She knows that there's no point in crying. There's no... All of those, you know, theatrics and stuff that she puts on, she knows there's no point in it. That if Dad comes in the room, I'm gonna stay in the room till you go to sleep. I'm not gonna leave you in there by yourself. I'm gonna let you feel like somebody's dead, but I might not even look at you. I definitely ain't gonna talk to you. If I was smart enough to bring my phone with me, I'm not even gonna look at you.
I ain't gonna look at you.
I'm in here, and that's the only thing I'm doing in here. I ain't gonna look at you. I ain't gonna talk to you, and you damn sure ain't coming up out that crib.
So you ain't by yourself, little girl.
You ain't by yourself. But your options are slim. You can either accept it and take your ass to sleep, or you can talk to the wall. The daddy ain't listening.
That's why I send you downstairs in the middle of the night now. If she wakes up, she's pretty good about not waking up. But if she does, that's why I send you, because you back upstairs in 5 minutes. It takes me 30 minutes to get her back to sleep. So no.
You know, she see me coming in the room, like, oh, you gonna get my pacifier? Okay, I got my pacifier back. All right.
I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
But she slung poop.
On your watch, though.
She slung poop.
On your watch. Didn't happen today.
I don't understand.
All right, so you took notes before we started this. Because everybody knows that I'm not the organized one. Rich is normally the person who has the topics, and it sends me to, you know, gives me the signal on what we're going to talk about, mm-hmm. and I take it from there. You're going to have to fill that role. I don't know what we're talking about.
Just real quick.
Uh-huh.
Why is the Google Home responding to questions that nobody's asking?
I don't know. That's real quick, I don't know.
It's creepy.
That may be true.
Is someone in the house asking Google Home questions that we can't hear?
While we were sitting on the couch, somebody leaned over, whispered into the Google Home, and asked the question, and it just started answering it.
Has someone passed away in this house and maybe is still here and asking Google Home questions just to mess with us to see what happens?
See, Tammy, now you're taking it to places they don't need to go. Because we can leave tonight. I don't play them games. This is not going to, I'm not.
It's creepy.
I'm not into Poltergeist. That movie is not happening on my watch. We can leave tonight. Ain't nothing in here. But the baby I love enough, she grab right now. We grab her, we can go. We can get in the car now. This podcast will stop. I will cut everything off.
Right now.
Right now. We can go.
It's just creepy. You don't think it's creepy?
I mean,
it's happened more than once. It's happened more than three times.
It's a glitch. It's a glitch. Ghost in the shell. All
right, fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
But don't make no more jokes about people who died in here.
All right.
But we can leave tonight.
Where are we going to go?
I don't know. It don't matter. We ain't going to be here. I know that much. We call somebody. Call some friends. I call Rich. Hey, dog, I need you to house all of us for the foreseeable future till we get this ghost situation worked out. I ain't going back. Y'all can go in there. I'll pay somebody to come get our stuff.
Rich is going to be like, look, y'all can stay for the night. Like, maybe tomorrow.
Like, we black folk. Once we get in here, you're going to have a hard time getting us out.
You're going to have a hard time getting rid of us. We don't go nowhere. My brother pulled that on me one time. The oldest one. He was like, yeah, sis, I'm going to come visit for the weekend. Stay for a year. A year.
I don't let people in.
Yeah. If you want to come visit... He wanted to show me a round trip ticket.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I enjoy this distance. Before you get on the plane, you need to go ahead and send me the itinerary to show me where your return trip. Because you already got that taken care of.
Yes. My brother will
pull. Ain't going to be no stranded bees out here.
He will pull that, I only bought the one way just so I can get down here. And now I can't get back. I need some money to get back.
I know what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to, because you made me watch. Well, you ain't make me, but I ended up doing it. That what's the name of the show? Big Little Lies. Big Little Lies.
New show on HBO.
Big Little Lies. So I don't know what happened. I came in where it was a bunch of parents. There was a little girl and her mother, and the little girl, I guess, had been choked. Like, I guess there were, like, visible bruises on her neck.
There were visible bruises on her neck. And the teacher was trying to figure out...
Who did it.
Who did it.
And pretty much told the little girl, point them out. Mm-hmm. So the little girl points out some little boy.
That's new to the neighborhood, new to the school.
That was his first day. Mm-hmm. And says he did it. And so he's there with his mother. The girl's mother is demanding an apology.
Right. And the little boy is saying...
Little boy saying he didn't do it.
Right.
And the mother even went to him and was like, look, you can just admit it. You know, you're not in any trouble. Just, you know, he's like, no, I didn't do it. Like, I'm serious. I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. And so now it's like a beef between the two parents. You know, you should just make your child apologize. And the other one's like, well, my child isn't lying. Well, you're calling my child a lie. So that immediately made me wonder, like, how I would do in a situation like that. Because I think my immediate like reflex would be to get my child, like, just say you're sorry. Like,
right.
You know, I normally go the path of least resistance, just say you're sorry. But watching that scene, the way that played out, I was with her. Like, nah, my son...
My son doesn't lie to me.
Doesn't lie to me, and he legitimately didn't do this. I'm not going to force him to take, you know, to publicly apologize.
Right, he's just 6-year-olds.
Right. To publicly apologize for something he says he didn't do.
He didn't do it.
Now y'all all think my kid is the one here strangling people. I'm not going to take that, you know?
But then the kicker was the mother of the little girl went up to the little boy and said, you know, put your hands on my son again or my daughter again and you're going to be in big trouble. And the mother just stood there.
Yeah. The other mother seemed to, like, jump at that. Like, yo, ho, what are you trying to say? Like, you know.
Leave the little boy alone. Mm-hmm. Need to apologize to the little boy now. I mean, it was just too much drama. This is all confusing to whoever's listening. But I'm not going to let some other mother talk to my child like that.
What you going to do?
I'm not going to just stand there.
What are you going to
do? I'm not going to just stand there.
So what? So not standing there means you're going to do what?
I'm going to say something to the mother. Mm-hmm. Don't talk to my child that way. Get your ass up and get up out of here before something bad happened.
I say, you kill me with that because I want to see what the bad thing going to happen. I'll be the one, like, keep messing with it. I want to see what's going to happen.
It's going to be something bad.
I'll be the one instigating, like, because I want to see what bad going to happen. I don't think you ever been in a fight in your life. I really don't.
I don't think I have.
Yeah, but you talk.
I haven't had to.
Because you just, people scared of you because you get to talk.
I have not had to.
Once you get to clapping, bro.
Exactly. I don't know. I think there's something about me that people just don't seem to really challenge or something. I mean, I don't know.
I really don't get it. Because people really seem scared of you. I'm like, what? You know?
I've had bosses that...
I live with her every day.
I've had bosses that will harass and be mean to my coworkers, but when it comes to me, they don't act that way towards me at all. And, like, I've had coworkers come to me and say, oh, haven't you had a bad experience with so-and-so? And, like, no, not at all. They don't talk to me that way.
I just remember when we had that friend who, like, was in the parking lot for, like, 30 minutes because he didn't want to come in the house until you left. I'm like, how does my wife have a grown man afraid to come to the door? I don't get offended, but I told him, like, she's a chihuahua. She gonna bark. She gonna make a lot of noise, but she ain't gonna do nothing. Right? You gotta listen to her mouth because she gonna say something. She gonna get her feelings across. You gonna know how she feel before it's over. But that's about it.
I don't know why he had to sell the parking lot. I'm not going to hit him. I'm not going to get the cast iron skillet out.
That's how I'm trying to figure out what is it that people are afraid you're going to do.
I ain't getting the cast iron skillet out. Hit him. That thing is heavy anyway. I might have some words. Folks probably don't want to hear what I have to say. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe. They just don't have years in. Well, a couple years in, you learn to tune it out. You don't hear it no more.
What?
You don't hear it no more. What else we gonna talk about, babe? So we was gonna talk about more parents and stuff. What's some other parenting topics?
another big thing in that show is the whole issue of, or the competition of the stay-at-home moms versus the working moms, and the judgment that working moms get, or the judgment that stay-at-home moms get. I don't know if there should be any competition at all. Everybody's a mom. Everybody does what they can do, and everybody's doing the best they can. So why does there have to be any kind of competition at all? If you're a stay-at-home mom, then great, stay-at-home mom. If you're a working mom, then that means you work. You're still a mom, and you're still working hard regardless. Why does there have to be judgment either way?
I mean, definitely there shouldn't be judgment, but, you know, there's always going to be, anytime you have people in different situations, you know, people tend to find a way to use that to separate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but since you've had the opportunity to sort of live a little bit of both sides, mm-hmm. so far,
mm-hmm.
like you did the 6 months with her,
mm-hmm.
When she was first born, and then now you've had, what, another 9 months.
Back to work. Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you feel about the differences between the two? You know, being stay at home and having to juggle work.
It's all hard. I'm not going to say that one is harder than the other. I really can't say that at all. Staying at home with Elise for 6 months was extremely hard. I mean, I hadn't gotten, maybe because it was in the beginning of new parenthood, I hadn't figured everything out yet. So I still hadn't figured out how to have the baby taken care of, the house clean, and dinner ready by the time he got home. I didn't know how to do all that. Maybe if I was staying at home now that we're kind of into a groove and she's more on a schedule, maybe I would have a better
grasp on that.
Right, grasp on how to get everything done. But back when she was first born, it was a good day if I took a shower.
I remember those days.
Whatever.
I remember those days.
It was a good day.
I remember coming home and you just being excited to have somebody to talk to. Just, as a person that can respond, I can say something and they can say something back.
Hey.
Let's talk. Like, oh, Jesus.
It was a good day.
You know what your daughter did today? What she do?
It was a good day. But, you know, now that I'm back to work, you know, it took a good 6 to 8 months. I think now I probably have a better grasp on how to be this whole stay-at-home mom. I mean, the working mom. It's all hard. And it feels like the second you get a handle on it,
it changes.
It changes.
Everything changes.
You know, I had a good handle on because I was a stay-at-home mom that was still breastfeeding, and I had to do it all, you know, bring all the pumping equipment with me to work. And I got to a point where I wasn't forgetting things anymore. I didn't have to keep coming back home to get the pumping equipment. And then something happened and it just changed. I mean, things change. Elise's sleeping schedule changed. So sometimes I would get enough sleep, sometimes I wouldn't. It's just...
Yeah, I think from my point of view, like, the goal for me, you know, when I was a kid, imagining a family, you know, or I guess, you know, when I got old enough to really understand the realities of maybe what a family would mean,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, my thought was, I want my wife to not have to work,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I would like the situation to be that she can work if she wants. I'm not saying I have to have a stay at home, you know, she has to be a stay at home mom.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be that she doesn't have to be a working mom. Like, if she wants to be a working mom, then so be it.
That's her choice.
That's her choice. But I didn't want a situation where you had to do it. And I think we were almost there. It would have been tight, you know, trying to balance everything on one income. We made it for a certain amount of time, and then, you know, of course, like, the whole DWI and the legal fees and all that stuff, you know, kind of forced our hand. At that point.
Right.
But I think you were looking before it happened.
But I think, yeah, I was getting
bored.
I was getting a little bored, and I was actually getting offers. People were coming to me that I knew.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, you know, are you going back to work anytime soon? You know, so that was probably the only reason why I started as soon as I did.
Yeah.
Because I had some connections. But now I'm a cushy state employee.
Must be nice.
It's nice to have the stable hours.
Yeah.
I know when I'm going to work and when I'm going to come home. I feel a sneeze coming on.
Get it out. Yeah, get it out. God damn.
It's gone.
Your life must be hell. I can't imagine. You was in full on. Like, you was all prepared for the sneeze. Like, your hand was right there. You're like, I'm ready to catch it. Where is it? Can wait for it. Wait for it. Nah, it's not coming.
It's gone. Now it's going to just bother me until it comes. It takes me almost 20 minutes to get a sneeze out sometimes.
That doesn't make sense to me.
It's really weird.
Sneezing is an involuntary action to me. I don't know that it's happening. It just happens.
I was
sitting here and it's
You don't feel a tickle in the nose first? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, you know, my sneezes come in bunches, so it's like, you know, three or four.
At a time.
Then I get to recover. It's like, what just happened? Who hit me? What? No, I know they ain't jumping me.
My sneezes come in stages.
No, it's not cool.
This sneeze is going to come out eventually.
Your sneeze game came out eventually. All right, let me see what else is on your phone. Because I didn't write none of this down.
I don't know why you don't write things down.
Because I don't like to. Okay.
How do you not like being prepared?
My preparation is me being me.
Nah.
I guess I prefer confidence over preparation. To me, you can't prepare for everything. Like, I'll never be prepared enough to feel like something couldn't happen where I'm gonna have to ad lib. So if I feel confident enough that no matter what happens, I can ad lib, then that's just how I.
So what do you ad lib about? Just bull? Just BS? Just random BS?
You talking about on this show or in general?
In general.
I mean, when things happen, you know my motto, like, I do what has to be done. So I may not be prepared for it, but when the situation comes and the situation demands a certain action, whether I'm prepared for it or not, it has to be done, so I'm going to do it. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's how I do. Yeah. And all, it doesn't make sense to you.
It doesn't make sense to me.
You're all an accountant and organized and stuff like that.
I've got to prepare.
No.
I've got to prepare.
Because I hate preparing and then, like, your preparation gets, you know, blown out the water because one thing changes. Like, something happens and all of a sudden, you know, everything, all your plans are gone. And now you have to ad lib. So I just, that's how I live in the world of ad libs. I feel confident enough that no matter what happens, I can make a move. I can do something.
I mean, that's when you have your plan A's and your plan B's.
It's too much. Just do it. I'm Nike, man. Just do it. Ain't nothing to it. But to do it.
I've got to be a little bit more organized than that.
But to do it. Ain't nothing
to it. Just a little bit.
To do it. Ain't nothing to do it. Don't you just want to, one day just be like free like me and just.
I'm free.
No, you're not. You're really not.
I'm loosey goosey.
No. Not even close.
I'm fly by the
feet of my pants. If I didn't bring some like anarchy and chaos to your life, you would. No, I think you need me. You need me around just to mix things up every once in a while because it'll be a little bit boring around here.
I have learned how to be a little bit looser because I have no choice because of you.
Because you never know what I'm going to do.
Never know.
You never know. You never know what song I'm going to sing in the morning.
It's ridiculous.
You never know. You never know what legal trouble I'm going to get into. You just never know.
It's ridiculous. That's what it is.
It's life. It's the moment. We gonna live in it, baby. We gonna live in it. All right. So then I have to ask you this question because this was asked of me in a podcast episode yet to be aired. One, thank you for being as supportive and willing to roll with the punches as you are. We did a recording here on Friday night that was, you know, interesting to say the least. And
at what point?
Some people might, some women might have frowned on or not been so willing to accept
the shenanigans that were going on in the house.
But you you took it all in stride. And I have to take my hat off to you for that. You are appreciated.
I try.
You are appreciated.
I try my best. I just want to know, at what age are the shenanigans supposed to slow down? Like, we're 35 years old, and we have had our share of shenanigans. We have done some things. We've had some crazy nights, pre-child, pre-marriage. Even being together, we've done some crazy things.
Oh, yeah, those big love marathon nights.
Really?
I'm kidding. Okay. Where are you going with this?
I just want to know, at what age are you supposed to just... I'm not saying that you're not supposed to live life and have fun, but the shenanigans. And people know what I mean by shenanigans.
I don't know if they do. I'm just... Okay, so here's what I think. I think, you know, I had my shenanigan years. And probably even held back in those shenanigan years because you know that there's still things you want to be able to do. And if you go so far, you're going to prevent yourself from having those opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you let yourself go, but you don't let yourself go. I think you had your shenanigan years. Then life hits you, responsibility hits you,
mm-hmm.
and you buckle down and you become an adult for a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say right now, I envision that to be like when Elise, you know, is finally like able to be on her. I won't even say like leaves the house or goes to college, but when she's like good, when she's, you know, grown up, she's a woman and she's capable of handling her life.
Like mid-20s.
On her own. I ain't gonna put a time frame on it. See, mm-hmm. see how nice I'm being?
Okay.
You know, if it was my mother talking, it'd be, that's 18. 18, I need to know where you're going to school or where you moving because you don't live here
no more.
That's
because you're a boy. For women, for girls, it's different.
Oh, see, that's sexist. But anyway.
No, I mean, because the dads want to still take care of, you know, the little girls until...
By take care, I think the only thing I want to do is make sure ain't no bullshit-ass dude getting close to you, mm-hmm. you know? But other than that, enjoy your life, you know? Just don't be fucking losers out here, pretty much what I'm trying to say. Be, you know, I raised you better than that.
And that's kind of tradition, too, isn't it? That the woman's supposed to stay at home with their parents until she gets married and she leaves the parents' house to go to her husband's house. That's old school right there.
That's old school. I'm not that old. Because that's what I'm trying to say. I think that, like, once your children leave the house and that level of responsibility is gone, but now you probably are making more money than you've ever made before,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have that fear of losing out on opportunities because you've done like the stuff with your life that you were supposed to. I don't want to say like you know it's over for you,
mm-hmm.
but you know, like you raised your family, you raised your children, you know, they're good, you know, maybe you're looking toward retirement. And now you can play around and you can go back to the shenanigans a little bit and kind of go even harder than you did before. You may not have the energy to do it like you used to, but hey, what's holding you back?
But shenanigans like what happened here? Those kind of shenanigans?
Hey, yo, Tammy, like you said, you know, you never know what's going to happen living with me. I'm just saying, if you think it's crazy now, wait till Elise leave out the house.
We gonna need more than one house.
Wait till you gonna wanna have some fun again at one point.
I'm gonna wanna have fun again, but I don't know if I'm gonna go back to the 20s type shenanigans kind of fun.
Imagine the 20s type shenanigans with the knowledge and the money that we have now. It'd be way, but like, you know, like the parties we used to have at your apartment if we were having them here at this house, mm-hmm. you know, like it's just a bigger venue. There's more to how we can be outside, inside, grilling. You understand how much grander of a shenanigan it could be? And you owe it all, you know, more responsible people. You know, nobody's like, you don't really have to worry about nobody fucking up your walls.
Do we really not have to worry about that?
Depending on who you invite. But I'm just saying, you know, our core group of friends. Yeah.
Our shenanigans usually wound up, we were at Reggie's house in the morning. Like, I've gotten to a point now where I want to go home and I want to be in my own
That's
bed.
That's why you throw the party.
And when I wake up, I don't want to see people sprinkled about in the living room either. That's where our shenanigans wound up, because people were too drunk or high to go home. And they stayed at your house. And then we all go out for breakfast in the morning. That's fine. But I don't want to come home. I mean, at this point, at my age now, I don't want to wake up in the morning and have people sprinkled on a living room floor.
Not right now. But I think once we get back, once we get to 50, 55...
When we at 50, 60. 55, I don't want nobody sprinkling my living room floor.
Why not?
Do you really want to have... Okay.
I mean, I don't want nobody to die down there. You know,
I don't want nobody to die either.
You got to start walking through, putting your fingers under people's noses and making
Maybe
sure
it'll get
breathing.
To a point where we have a big enough house where we have multiple bedrooms and people can go to
I think that's how shenanigans happen when you get to that age. Like, it's no more everybody sprinkled on your floor. Because you're older, you got more money, you got mm-hmm. a house, you got space. People can go,
to a spare bedroom.
So,
okay.
You know, we was all sprinkled on the living room floor because Reg ain't had but one.
He had one bedroom.
He had a bedroom and a studio.
Yeah.
Where else was you going to go?
Living room floor.
Make it happen, Kyle.
You might get an air mattress.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But no, I think there's a... You know how it is. Like, we have older parents, and you see how like, it goes from your mom being your mom to your mom being like your contemporary to you being the mom.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and so that's what I think is going to happen for us. You start out as a kid, you have your adult time, and then you get to be a even bigger, older, richer
kid
again.
And then Elisa will look at us like, what are you guys doing?
And then Elisa had to come take care of us. I'm like, hey, E, I need you to bail me out, E.
No, we're not going to be getting arrested in our 50s.
Oh, I don't know what happened.
It's not going to happen.
E.
We're not doing that. We're not going to do that to our child and have her come bail us out of jail.
Why? She done flung poop in the damn... You got to pay her back for some of this
that
stuff.
That don't mean she got to get...
Yes, it does. Yeah, it absolutely... Because I ain't going to fling no poop. I'm not a poop flinger. That's just not... I don't want to have anything to do. So how am I going to pay her back for flinging poop if I can't fling poop? I got to come with something along them lines. I got to wake you up at 3 a.m. in the morning and tell you, bring your head down here and get me out of jail.
It's not a good idea.
I never want to be in jail again, so that's not... It'll be something. Pick me up from a bar or something, or...
A bar.
Or someplace. I don't know. Wherever I'm at, I need you to come get me.
Mm-hmm.
Because bad things have happened.
I don't want to hear nothing about no bars from you.
I don't want to hear nothing about no bars. I got bars.
I got bars.
You're going to want to have fun again at some point in your life.
I have fun now.
There you go.
Yeah, I have fun.
No, you don't.
Me that I don't have fun.
You know, I watch your life, and it kind of sucks.
What? Oh my gosh!
If it wasn't for me injecting some humor and some randomness
mm-hmm.
into what's going on, it would just your life would be baby Jim baby.
Well, right now my life is baby Jim baby because I have a goal in mind. When I have a goal, now I focus on that goal, and that means I'm not really doing anything else. That means I'm not going out, you know, drinking with my girlfriend, because those are extra calories I could be saving right now, because trying to lose some weight. So right now, I have fun. I go to the gym with my girlfriends.
I got you. You got me. I ain't worried about no pounds.
I just am.
I want my fun wife. We can, you know, that she's not so worried about everything and not so stressed out and obsessing over pounds and calories.
Just give me 6 more months.
All right. I'm chilling. I've supported you in everything that you wanted to do. I mean, is that not correct?
Yes.
Anything you want to do in this realm, I'm completely behind you. I'm just saying you don't have to work that hard on my account.
Just give me 6 more months to lose 28 more pounds.
Whatever you want, sweetheart. Whatever you want.
And then I can get back to being my fun self.
I don't know that you will.
I will get pies and I will eat full boxes of Girl Scout cookies because I'm at the weight that I can be. You know, and then you get to a point where you're just maintaining the weight.
You want to know how I know your life sucks?
What? Oh, my goodness.
Because you fall asleep watching This Is Us. And that's like the most depressing damn show. And I can't imagine falling asleep with that, like, on my brain, in my soul. Like, an old man with lung cancer. What kind of brain cancer? Colon cancer.
I don't remember what kind of cancer he had.
That was colon cancer. That's the grossest cancer of all.
That just shows how tired I am.
They watching This Is Us. See, the old Tammy fell asleep watching Monk. It was funny. And, you know, it was a mystery. It was something to solve.
This Is Us is an amazing show. If you haven't watched it, you guys, tune in.
If you care about your mental well-being and you don't just want to have all the emotions sucked out of your body every afternoon, don't turn on that.
This Is Us is a very heartwarming show. It is not just about trying to make you cry. It is about just the dynamic of a family. Everybody has something they can relate to.
If you want to see the dynamic of a family, just look around. Here we are. Right here.
It's entertainment. It's on TV.
It's not entertaining. I can't wait till you fall asleep every night so I can put Family Guy on. I'll just be waiting. As soon as I hear that snoring, yep, we hit the remote.
Hey.
All right, everybody can't know you snore?
I don't snore.
I don't snore very
often.
Whatever.
I lay on my side, and I do not snore.
Really?
I snore when I was pregnant.
And that's all behind you now.
It's all behind me now, yeah.
Okay, word. Maybe it must be the same person whispering into the Google Home that's making all that noise at night.
Oh, that makes sense.
Maybe we do have a ghost. You know what? I think that signals the end of this podcast. We out of here, people. It's a ghost in here. As always, tcharities.org.
Are we done for real?
Yes.
Are we leaving?
We've been talking for like 50 minutes. We gotta wrap this up. Wrap it up.
We're not leaving, are we?
I need the Oscar music. We are leaving. Yeah. Can you put some shoes on?
I'm going to bed.
I ain't staying here with this snoring, whispering ghost. Nah, buddy. But anyway, yeah, tcharities.org. Please check them out. Go to the website. See what, you know, if you can help at all. Donate time, money, clothes, books, whatever it is they need at the moment. I'm trying to make sure we focus. And don't forget about Flint, Michigan. We're over 3 years without clean water, which just doesn't make sense, you know. And if we're supposed to be the greatest country in the world, there's no way we should have that big a segment of our population publicly go without clean water for this long. We gotta fix this. So I know my man Tavares has ongoing projects going on trying to help that situation in Flint. So please check out the website and see what you can do to help. TWS Multimedia, we got a lot of things that we're trying to do. Big things coming in the future. So I know you hear that every episode, but it is definitely true. I wake up every morning trying to think of, you know, what I could do to take this a step further. So, you know, just hang with us. If you've been listening to us so far, thank you. You know, continue to listen. Excuse me. We have more exciting and compelling content on the way. Yeah, that the episode with all the shenanigans from Friday, I'm working to try to edit it into something that's coherent enough to release.
Good luck with that one.
And yeah, as always, be the light and peace.
Peace.